This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes.
Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Shane Show.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League. Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half. 86 Productions.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Buy you a Chevrolet. I buy you a Chevrolet. I buy you a Chevrolet. You can just give me some of your love. She said, I don't want your Chevrolet. I don't want your Chevrolet. I don't want nothing in the world you got. No, you can't do nothing for me. You can't do nothing for me. I buy you a diamond ring. I buy you a diamond ring. I buy you a diamond ring. Just give me some love. I don't want your diamond ring. I don't want your diamond ring. I don't want nothing in the world you got. You can't do nothing for me. You can't do nothing.
I don't want to.
the diamonds on my windshield danced like the bubbles in my brain. I fiddle with the AM band and drink my pink champagne. Bubbly pink champagne, a surprise party for two. Kung Pao Chinese chicken carry out for me and you. A fresh bouquet of bright red roses bursting in full bloom. I suppose I surprised all three of us when I burst into the room. Pink champagne and a Chevy Capri. My cigarette for the nicotine eases the strain. I fiddle with the AM band and drink my pink champagne. Perhaps the two of you fight, just you and your new beau, while two hot Chinese chicken dinners cool upon a wet country road. Alone I swill upon scenery hill, just washing your memory away. Just me, my pink champagne, and my old Chevy. Pink champagne and a Chevy Capri are my memories of you and me. That sparkling fizz mist tickles my dim wits and dulls my dark disdain. I fiddle with the AM band. I just fiddle with the AM band. I fiddle with the AM band. I fiddle with the AM band and drink my pink champagne.
Teardrops fall. You said you weren't gonna come. You didn't like me at all. So let the teardrops fall. Since you've been gone. Be my gun, son.
from an album released just last year. The album's called Silver Mountain, and that is the Dead String Brothers. Great, absolutely great song there. I love that. You Look Like the Devil, of course, in the morning. Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night right here at flapdaddy.com. I appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out in the chat board. This will be podcast number 28 coming out this Tuesday at section86.com and then iTunes. And I appreciate everybody's support, like I said. And I hope your week's been well. And got quite the mixed bag of music tonight, so it's going to be kind of jumping all over the board. And before the Dead String Brothers, we heard a great band called the Southerners, and a song they have out called Let the Teardrops Fall from their album called Barstool Rodeo, released in 2005. And you can check out more from the Southerners on their MySpace. However, I went on there earlier today, and when you go on there, they got the songs on their player. And they got I think so far since they've been up there, 85,000 views or so. But they don't take friends, so they got zero friends. They even kicked Tom off there, so that's pretty funny. Anyway, check out more from the Southerners on their MySpace, or go to thesoutherners.com. And anyway, great stuff there from Barstool Rodeo. Gin Palace Jesters right before that, one of my absolute favorite bands that gets no respect at all. I mean, I like to play these guys on my show a lot, and I just wish more would happen for them because they put out two fantastic albums, and they just can't keep going like that, you know. Anyway, I wish there was more support for this band, but I'm going to play them as much as I can and get the word out there as much as I can. And what I played here is from their 2005 release called Honky Tonk Fools. To start the set off, I played a couple Chevrolet-type songs, and from the Gin Palace Jesters, we played Pink Champagne and a Chevy Capri. And again, from their 2005 release, Honky Tonk Fools, they just had an album released last year, Roadhouse Riot, and other songs with words that is just every bit as good as the first one. And man, like I said, I just wish that band got more respect than they got. And man, I'd sure like to hear more from these guys in the future, that's for sure. And go out there and check these guys out live if you ever get a chance to see them in their area. They play around Chicago, Illinois quite a bit. And so if you see the Gin Palace Jesters, man, you're not going to go wrong there. And I started to set off here a long time ago with the band Foghat from their 1978 release. Stone Blue is the name of the album. And played, of course, it's actually a cover of Earl McDaniel's song Chevrolet. Done right by Foghat, of course, one of my favorite bands from the 70s. A lot of bands from that time era. That was my heyday, man, back in the 70s. A lot of bands, you know, they're still out there touring. I think Foghat even is out there touring, but they don't have Lonesome Dave or Rod Price on slide guitar. But yeah, even without them, they're still out there. Kind of a shame, but they're keeping the name out there, that's for sure, and keeping this music being played, and that's what it's all about, really. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who's been tuning in and hanging out on the chat board with me. And I want to shout out to my brother, Jim. And if he's listening tonight, I just want to say, how you doing, brother? And he works at the state capitol in Michigan here. And he tunes into my show when he can around break time. And it's usually around the first set of my show. So if you're out there listening, brother, just want to give you a shout out, that's all. And another show that I've been listening to here lately, it comes on every Tuesday. It's called Progressive Torch and Twang. It's a show out of East Lansing, Michigan. It's a college radio station, WDBM. And every Tuesday from 8 p.m. till midnight, they play a whole variety of bluegrass, country. Yeah, they play a little rock, but they play a lot of independent artists and music you definitely don't hear over terrestrial radio stations. That's for sure. And Doug and Corinna, they do a great job. They've been doing this for years now. So, you know, if you're out, you know, surfing around the internet, you can get them really easy. Just go to, just actually go to search for Progressive Torch and Twang, and it'll definitely bring you up links to the show. And it's a great listen. So, and I got a request for a 4-song block from Dio. So I'm going to get into that right now. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on flapdaddy.com. Check this out. Hey! We'll be right back.
do another track for you from the album Holy Diver. This one, one we haven't done before, except for this afternoon. We'll do it for you now. It's called Shame on the Night. Is what?
You know.
reaching for the stars, we blind the sky. We'll be right back. Thank you. I didn't think it was possible for an audience to get better than the one we played for before this, but you've done it. Really good. Can I have some lights, Paul? I'd like to see some faces, eh? On the bass, from Rainbow and now Dio, Jimmy Bay. On the drums, Vinny Appice, from Black Sabbath and everybody else. And on the guitar, Vivian Campbell. All right! This song is called The Man on the Silver Mountain.
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn good sounding bootleg right there. Of course, it was a radio FM broadcast in 1984. Of course, the band Dio, Ronnie James Dio. And man, great four-set block there by request from Heldorado, who's hanging out on the chat room board with us. He's a great supporter of the Bootleg Song Radio Show, and we certainly appreciate that. And we also have Lefty X jumped on the board here just a little while ago, and he hosts a few shows here at FlapDaddy.com. He's taken the last couple weeks off, and I'm not sure. Hopefully, pretty soon he'll be doing shows again, but I've told you about his shows in the past, and it's great to see Mike back on the board, and man, I'm sorry about you missing that JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifter show, but man, they'll come around again. And anyway, you guys are in for a treat tonight, too, and if you listened to a couple podcasts ago, I recorded, I played a recording that Lefty X recorded, actually, Mike Kerr from Buffalo, New York, and it was his first recording, I believe. We played Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies from Rochester, New York, and fantastic sounding bootleg. And what you're going to get tonight is, this was recorded on St. Patrick's Day, I believe, 3/17 of 09, just a few weeks ago. And this is like his fifth recording. Anyway, the equipment he uses is just fantastic. And you're going to hear this when I start playing this bootleg, how good all these sound. If you like that Bob Wayne and the Outlaw Carnies set, you're really going to like this Joey Alcorn. And to top all these great bootlegs that Mike's been sending me and recording, he's been sending me bootlegs for the last few years, but these last few shows he sent me are ones that he's actually recorded himself, and they absolutely sound fantastic. And what I'm going to do after this, what you're going to do tonight is hear a great set that he recorded, like I said, St. Patrick's Day of Joey Alcorn at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. And like I said, 3/17, and great Joey Alcorn set there. And to top this all off next week, I'm going to play another bootleg that he recorded. I believe it was the 9th of March at the same club, the Sportsman's Tavern, of Wayne Hancock. Man, a great three-disc set. Actually, four-disc. Man, Wayne plays a long time. And anyway, this Joey Alcorn, same deal. He played he's got three discs here. It's about 3 hours worth of music. And, of course, I got to boil it down to 45 minutes. It's really hard to do. So I picked out mostly all Joey Alcorn songs. So anyway, I hope you like this bootleg set that Mike Kerr recorded for us, and like I say, it's a big treat for me to be able to play it for you. So check this out, and I guess I'll talk to you on the other side of these. Like I said, this is Joey Alcorn live at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. Man, dig on this a little bit.
Alrighty, here's one off the first record. I've been a sitting all day just wasting away the sun. I was thinking about you and the past and the things we've done. And it really doesn't matter if the sun goes up or down. Well, don't you come around
setting in the western sky. Man, the moon's getting high, so am I. I don't know what to do since you left me alone. Oh, lady, oh, Lord, I just don't know. Staying up nights just to hope that you might come home. I still can't believe that you left me here all alone. I read the cigarettes that kill me, and I'm hoping that is true. Because I don't want to live if I gotta live without you. Sky, man, the moon's getting high, so am I. I don't know what to do since you left me alone. Oh, lady, oh, Lord, I just don't know. I am a lady, oh, Lord, I just don't know.
So ain't nobody wearing green in here, including me. You are. John Deere green.
Got green on the TV.
On the TV. Do you want to hear off the new record coming out? About a year ago, I was running around with this gal down home, and she was spending a lot of time over at my house, and I was getting used to her being around and all that kind of stuff. And next thing I knew, she was gone, just up and disappeared with somebody else. So she got a song, and she was up in Huntsville, Alabama with some fella. So I wrote her this song here called I Hope You Had a Damn Good Time in Huntsville.
Well, I hope the rain just keeps on falling. That old bill collector keeps a calling. Cause I wanna talk to him about the money I ain't spending. Maybe he could set me up on a monthly plan. Maybe you ain't in love with another man. But I hope you had a damn good time in Huntsville. And I hope that feller's everything you ever wanted. Loves you the way I used to do, and I hope he never makes you feel the way I feel. I hope you had a damn good time in Huntsville, baby. I used to do, and I hope he never makes you.
So let me tell y'all about the place we played last night. We was up in Providence, Rhode Island at a place. It was a black building with a steel door and a red light above it and a neon up there, Hell, in red neon. And it was a place called Club Hell, and it was like some kind of punk rock vibe. It was pretty interesting. Nobody got killed. Nobody, as long as nobody ends up in jail or dead or in jail, we're all right. So let's go back to the first record here, the 50 Years Too Late record, and get this kind of rockabilly thing, whatever it is. I don't know. I don't think what I do is rockabilly. Do you think it's rockabilly?
It depends on what you mean by rockabilly. Do we have ridiculous haircuts and, you know, wear shirts with rolled up sleeves? Not really.
Well, Davey does. Here's one called Tired of Being Blue.
Now you can go honky-tonking with anyone you like. You can stay out running around until the morning light, and I don't care. Hey, I don't give a damn what you do. I had enough of loving you, but most of all, I'm tired of being blue. Gonna go join jumping from here down to San Antonio. And by the time you find me, well, I'll probably be really gone. But not alone. Well, I might jump a train going out of town tonight, and I'll be moving on until I'm out. And when I'm gone, you'll think about the few things you do. Well, I had enough of loving you, but most of all, I'm tired of being blue. I'm gonna go join jumping and hit every joint in that town. I'm gonna get so high, I ain't never gonna go back down. You done made it clear you don't love me anymore, so say goodbye. I'll just walk away and you can too. Cause now I'm done with loving you, but most of all I'm tired of being blue. Man, I'm gonna keep drinking till the alcohol is in my bones. I'm gonna get so wasted you won't ever let me.
Get better as time goes by. I say, well, here's a sad one. Not really sad, I don't care. I'm glad I'm not with this bitch anymore.
Here I go again, falling in love again, when I know I should stop myself this time. When I know you'll never be mine. You think that I know better after all that I've been through.
but I never loved no one the way that I love you. Here I go again, falling in love again, when I know tried, but it's hard to understand how you can be with him after all that I've been through. I know that you love him, but I know you love me too. Here I go.
Another new one that ain't on the next record coming out. Maybe it'll be on the third record. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see how it goes this time and decide.
Lord knows I try to love you the best way that I could. I gave you all that I could give, but it never did no good. And now you say that leaving will give you peace of mind. I gotta get gone before leaving breaks this heart of mine. And board that southbound train, 'cause I don't need to love you if you don't feel the same. And I know that I'll be lonesome for a long damn time. I gotta get it gone before lonesome breaks this heart of mine. We'll be right back.
Appreciate it, man. Y'all still have chain games here in Buffalo, New York? Do you? They do down in Alabama, so I wrote them a song too. This was a song I put the least work into on the first record, and it's more people's favorite song than the one I put a lot of money and work into, but whatever, I guess sometimes it works out that way. This thing's called the Alabama Change Game. I swing my ball and chain, 'cause I'm a lifetime member of the Alabama Chain Gang. This one boy started running, thought he could get away. They put the dogs out on him and they caught him anyway. The sheriff said, boy, I've done got you best, and now I'm gonna put a hole through your chest. You can keep your hammer, I swing my ball and chain, 'cause I'm a lifetime member of the Alabama Chain Gang. I'll play the blues, baby.
looks like a place I came in, like a place I came in. Well, I got my name painted on my shirt. I ain't no ordinary dude. I don't have to work. I don't have to work. Get some more of my things here on the records. Here's one off of the 50 Years Too Late record. Kind of my life story, I guess. The Son of a Ramblin' Man. Here. It's a long, lonesome road that I'm walking. It's a sad way of life that I live. I found myself alone, no place do I call home. Oh Lord, I'm just the son of a rambling man. But I was born.
Surrounded by alcohol.
temptation, temptation. Why you wanna mess with me? Temptation, temptation. Why you wanna mess with me? Cause you all about nothing. Hard times and misery.
Red blood did blow.
dark and dreary old self. Because I murdered that Knoxville girl, the girl I love so well. Old Newman Brothers. Be one of the new ones here off of the next record coming out. This song's called Down in Louisiana. Let's try this one. Y'all know that one?
Not yet.
Sort of.
Carter family. I never got
snow show or the midnight jamboree. I never got to hear Lefty Frizzell sing I love you a thousand ways. I don't like you, but I guess it's fate. I was born 50 years too late. Because they're all dead and gone. But I feel like it's my place to pick up and carry on with the kind of country music that they left behind. And it might turn out that it was fate. I was born 50 years too late.
There you go, a little something like that. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day again. Here's another one off the first record. This is one I cut with Hank Williams' grandson, Hank III. A song called This Ain't Montgomery.
This ain't Montgomery and it ain't 1949. It's a very different world and a different time. So I'm gonna do things the best way that I know how. Cause this ain't Montgomery and I ain't Hank Williams no how. People will give you what they think is real good. Listen to me, son, and you can make music your life. They just don't understand I can't do things like they did back then. Cause so much has changed, it will never be that way again. This ain't Montgomery and it ain't 1952. And if old Hank were here, I bet he'd be a lot different. Just do things your own way and start changing now. Cause this ain't Montgomery and you ain't Hank Williams no how. Thank you. you'll see. Hank Williams is dead and he ain't coming back here again. And I don't know where the music is going, but I know where it's been. All right.
Yeah, Joey might have been 50 years too late. That's true. Man, what an absolutely fantastic sounding bootleg set right there. Courtesy of Mike Kerr, who lives in Buffalo, New York, and hosts the LP Sides Only show here at flapdaddy.com, as you know, as well as a few other shows. And appreciate Mike's effort in recording this. And fantastic sounding recording, man. This is like a little, the device is called a Zoom H2. And he says it's no bigger than a pack of cigarettes, a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. And this particular recording, the recorder itself was placed behind the bar, and he said it was 10 foot up and about 10 foot away from the stage, and you can hear it right there. What a fantastic sounding recording. And of course that's Joey Elkhorn. And what I did there, the show itself that Mike sent me was like damn near 3 hours long, and of course I had to break it up and do about 45 minutes for my bootleg Asylum radio show here, and it was hard to do, so I tried to pick out as many Joey Elkhorn original songs as I could. And what you got right there was a lot of songs off his first album, 50 Years Too Late, which was just fantastic. And it turns out that he has a new album coming out, hopefully in June, he says. And the album's called All Alone Again, and it's on Blue Yodel label, and it sounds just fantastic. Like I said, you heard a few songs off that, as well as the first album, and also you heard a song that's brand new that isn't even on this new album, so he hopes to possibly get that on the album that's after this one, if there is one, and I hope there is. And like I said, this is set possibly for a June 12th release. And it's a great album right here. And it features a lot of musicians that Joey has liked over the years and has helped him out on this album. People like Don Helms. Of course, yeah, Don Helms. You know, Hank Williams. And fantastic that he got to help on that before his passing. And Lloyd Green. Johnny Hyland's on there also. And Johnny Hyland, I know him also from helping on Hank Williams' third album, a couple albums. But, you know, he's played on a lot of people's albums, I guess. Johnny Hyland's a great guitar player. Chris Casello, I believe, Chris Scruggs, and Dave Rowe all help out on this Joey Elkhorn album. It's called All Alone Again, like I said, coming out hopefully in June. So I hope you enjoyed that. And like I said, courtesy of Mike Kerr, host of LP Sides Only, right here at flapdaddy.com. And it was recorded again at the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. And like I said, hope you like that. Recorded, I believe, on St. Patrick's Day. Just not too long ago. So pretty fresh bootleg right there, and absolutely great sounding. And once again, thanks to Mike for setting that up for us. And I appreciate, like I said, as I always do, you guys for tuning in to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show like you do, and people take time to download it and listen to it on MySpace, or excuse me, on iTunes or at section86.com. And I like to play mostly as much music as I possibly can, but you know, I got to give thanks also to Andy, like I always do, over at section86.com for taking the time to do what he has to do to put my show up on section86.com as well as iTunes. And, you know, he doesn't have to do this shit, but he does, and he helps people like me out, and hopefully you guys too, because you get to find music that you don't normally hear on the radio, that's for sure. You'll never hear this shit on the radio, a lot of it, you know, and it's just a damn shame. Joey Elkhorn, a great artist, and, you know, these albums that he's putting out, they get heard by some people, but, you know, not the people that really needs to, you know. There's just, it's such good music, and it gets unheard by a lot of people. So all you people that are listening to this and downloading the podcast, you are what keep these bands going. And you get out there and see the shows, and buy their merchandise and buy their CDs and keep them coming back. And hopefully Joey will be around again for a third album. And again, like I said, look forward to this new one called All Alone Again, coming out hopefully here pretty soon in June. So we'll see how that turns out. Anyway, I'm going to get back into the music here. I got a little bit left of the show to go, and I got a lot of music I want to play yet. Like I say, I'm going to switch things around a little bit, you know, music-wise. So, going a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but I'll talk to you once again on another side of these. This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on FlapDaddy.com.
I'm going down that summer's over, the spell will just break. Thank you.
and tongue are roving, but maybe it's not them. There's a little man now in the middle of the earth. He gives himself these orders and let it all be burned. There are lots of makeshift wonders, seven in the world. Five of them will not be noticed, and three will not be heard. There's a meal, there's a window, there's a face that you can see. You can keep what you've stolen, just give it back to me. Takes my vengeance, even if they're dead. Maybe his time is coming, and maybe.
Kick Tim McGraw in the nutsack?
Ouch!
Want to donkey punch Taylor Swift?
Yeah!
Then come on over to IBWIP.com and listen to our show, It Burns When I Pee. What is IBWIP, you ask? It's a monthly show about real country music, adult humor.
Old women need loving too, I guess.
And tons of fun. Join Norma Jean, Creepy Guy, and me, Blake Clayton, for the award-winning podcast, It Burns When I Pee, at IBWIP.com.
It burns, burns, burns when I pee, when I pee, or when I pee. Burns, burns, burns when I pee, when I pee, or when I pee.
It was back in 32 when times were hard. He had a Colt 45 and a deck of cards. Steady. He wore rat-drawn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that. Steady. His woman threw him out on the ice and the snow, when she told him never ever come back no more. Steady. So he walked through the rain and he walked through the mud till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood. Steady. He said, Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am. And the barkeeper said, no, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee. He said, well, bartender, it's a plain to see. I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, the barkeeper said, yeah, I heard your name down the way. And I kick motherfucking asses like you every day. Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, I those were the last words that the barkeep said, cause Stag put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Stagger Lee. She's starting to flirt. Oh, Stagger Lee. She saw the barkeep, said, oh God, he can't be dead. Stag said, well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head. You ain't look like you're scoring quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime. Mr. Stagger Lee. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in. Mr. Stagger Lee. Stay here till Billy Dilly comes, until time comes to pass. And furthermore, fuck Billy Dilly and his motherfucking ass, said Stagger Lee. I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole, said Stagger Lee. Just then Billy Dilly rolls in, he says, you must be the man motherfucker called Stagger Lee. I'm Stagger Lee. Yeah, I'm Stagger Lee. And you better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead, said Stagger Lee. Well, Billy Dilly dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stag filled him full of lead. Oy. We'll be right back.
from an album recorded in 1996. The album's called Murder Ballads. That was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. What an absolutely fantastic song there. Stagger Lee. And I hope you enjoyed that right there. Long, kind of a long set here. Not too bad, though. I hope you enjoyed it. And before Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, we heard a band called 18 Wheeler. Not sure the name of the album it came out of, or came off of, but the album, or the song we heard was called Rigor Mortis Cat. Man, what a screaming guitar player on that 18 Wheeler band. Melvins, right before that, from their album released this last year. The album's called Nude with Boots. And fantastic song off that. I really love it. One of my favorite songs from that album. And the song's called Suicide in Progress. A band called 16 Horsepower, right before that, off their album called Low Estate, and released in 2004, and a song called My Narrow Mind. And go check out more from 16 Horsepower on their MySpace, as well as all these bands. And from the album's called The Gospel of the Bloody Hunkies. That, of course, is the Bloody Hunkies from their 2007 release, and the song is called Heretic. And a good band right there. Just About to Burn was a band right before that. A song they have out called Was Oblivious, and from their self-titled album, and fantastic stuff. You want to hear more from the band Just About to Burn? I don't think they're actually together anymore. The singer-songwriter on their Paleface is doing his own thing now. So if you go to palefaceonline.com, you find just a bunch of fantastic songs from the people that used to be in the band that I played there, Just About to Burn. Like I said, the song is called Was Oblivious. And this set started off here quite a while ago from the 2005 Robot Hive Exodus album. Man, one of my favorite bands of late. The band is Clutch. And man, so many albums I got out, can't do wrong. And a song off that called Gravel Road. Just great stuff from Robot Hive Exodus, like I said, released in 2005. And man, I've been running my show over tonight. I got another set of music all lined up, but I'm going to pretty much cut it short. I'm going to play one more song before I leave. But I want to give a shout out real quick to Tap Rat, the host of The Rat. He also popped on the chat later or earlier tonight as I was playing some music, and I forgot to mention him earlier, and I appreciate Taprat jumping on my show on the chat board. And you guys can jump on the chat too, man. If you're listening to this podcast, you can get on flapdaddy.com midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern time and get on the flat on the flap chat and request songs, and if I got it, I'll play it. But anyway, Taprat has a show called The Rat. It's on every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. And he plays a wide variety of video shows, some concerts that he records himself, and he plays movies and a lot of Star Trek related series as well. So any Tuesday night you get around a computer, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Central Time, you can't go wrong with a show called The Rat with your host Tap Rat. And many thanks to him for being on the chat board tonight, as well as Lefty X for recording. Lefty X is the host of LP Sides Only. He'll be back on with shows hopefully in the middle of May. Or so he says. And anyway, thanks to him for recording that fantastic sounding Joey Elkhorn bootleg set that I played earlier tonight from the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York. And I hope you enjoyed that, man. Just great stuff. And next week is the third. I'm not sure what, as far as how many recordings, maybe the third or fourth recording he's done on this new Zoom H2 recorder he's got. But the band, of course, Wayne Hancock, he's got a brand new album coming out, Viper of Melody. And it might be out now. I think it's coming out in a couple weeks, but play some songs off that. Of course, he's got quite the catalog of songs, Wayne Hancock, and then, you know, he plays for well over 3 hours. Of course, I got to cut it up into 45 minutes, but so next week, look forward to another Mike Kerr audio recording from the Sportsman's Tavern in Buffalo, New York, and this Wayne Hancock set sounds every bit as good as the ones I've already played, and so look forward to that here coming up pretty soon. And anyway, like I said, the show's been running kind of long tonight, and in the past podcast, I've been telling you about these other podcasts that you can check out on, you know, during the week. And please do, if you can, help support these shows. You got It Burns When I Pee, of course, over at 1686.com with your host, Blake the Lovesick Blues Boy. And as well as you got The Soupy Gatto Show with your host, Daniel J. Harris, and Kimmy in the Metal Deli. And she puts on a great, absolutely fantastic all-metal show over at on her site. So go to KimmyInTheMetalDeli.com and check out more from her. And you got Whiskey and Waterbeds at MySpace. And they got other podcasts as well as Trying Times and Hey Ride to Hell. And just a great bunch of guys over there at Whiskey and Waterbeds. So help support all these shows, and as well as Tap Rats, like I told you about earlier. So anyway, that's about my show for tonight. As always, I appreciate you guys tuning in and hanging out in the chat board with me. And thanks to Andy over at Section86.com for putting this up on the board and on iTunes. And I guess I'll talk to you guys next podcast. This has been the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, right here on flapdaddy.com. And I'm going to leave you with a song from Mitch Rader and the Detroit Wheels. And I guess I'll talk to you next podcast. Have a good week, everybody.
You know my pants are feeling death of a dog.